We are on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. We are, let's just start again from the second wide line, from the Tanur Rabbanan. Tanur Rabbanan. Avo Gimel Yamam Reishenim Asal Aniach Tfilin V'mishlish V'eilech V'mishlish V'eilech V'shlish V'chlal Mutter. There's a question how to read this Gemara, but let's just keep it simple like we saw yesterday, that from the third day there is a heter to wear tefillin. We don't pass him like this price, so we say that the isser of tefillin is only Biyom Rishon. Specifically here, Rabbi Eliezer, the Tanna Kamma, says the first couple of days he's not allowed to wear, but from the third day onwards he's allowed to wear tefillin. Vimbo panim chadoshes eino chaylet tzivu Rabbi Eliezer, meaning to say that if you have new people coming to the Beis HaAvel on day three, on day four, and they see the Avel wearing tefillin, there's no maris ayin concern that people might say, oh, maybe this is the beginning of the Shiva, it's the first couple of days, and the Avel is wearing tefillin. We're not concerned about the maris ayin, and from day three onwards, says Rabbi Eliezer, ain't a chaylet, you don't have to take off tefillin if new people come in and they're not sure exactly when the Shiva began. Rabbi Yeshua Yemer, Avel Beis Yamim Reishenim, Asam Niach Tefillin, the Sheni Bechlau, Mutter, Asam Niach Tefillin. So Rabbi Yeshua says, maybe it's the first day, which is the Isser, and from the second day onwards, it's Mutter, that is Bechlau, the Heta, to wear Tefillin. Then Bo, Panim Chadoshes, Chaylets, but he is concerned about Panim Chadoshes. He is concerned that if a person comes in and sees when he's wearing tefillin, maybe he's going to think that it's the first day of the Shiva, and he's wearing tefillin, and because of this, he says you need to take the tefillin off. So, Amar of Masna, my time with Rabbi Eliezer, who says the first 2 days are, there's a full 2 days where you have to be mindful of this, Tachsev, Yitamo, Yimei, Bech Yevel, Moshe. It says Yimei, so it's at least referring to 2 days of Avelas. I'm Ravina, my time with Rabbi Yeshua says it's only 1 day. It's like the bitter day. So it's only one single day, which is bitter. And therefore, from day two onwards, it is okay. Frag the Gemara of Yeshua, Nami, Oksiv, Yitamu, Yimei. What does Rabbi Yeshua do with the fact that it says Yimei, implying days in the plural, that it's at least 2 days? Amalacha, Shiny Moshe, Zetakiv, Evlei. Moshe was different because obviously it was Moshe Rabbeinu and his Avelis was particularly strong, hence 2 days. Implying only 1 day. So he says, you're right. Ikamarira had Yemahu. The Ikamarira is only 1 day. Al Kapara, we've said over here that a Chumra in Rabbi Lazar and a Kul in Rabbi Eliezer. A Chumra in Rabbi Yeshua and a Kul in Rabbi Yeshua. Meaning, Rabbi Eliezer is Machmer to say that a full 2 days he's not allowed to wear tefillin, but from the third day onwards we're not concerned about marasayin. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua is makel to say that it's only on day one he can't wear tefillin, but he's machmir when it comes to the din of marasayin that we are concerned. So the Gemara says Amar Ula halachik Rabbi Eliezer bechalitza, meaning we're makel like Rabbi Eliezer legabi chalitza, meaning to say that you don't have to be chaylets your tefillin if Panim Chadoshes enters the room. We're not concerned about someone who's unsure exactly when the Avelis began, whether or not it's a problem or not. And we're makel, right, you don't need to be chaylets your tefillin. That's what Rashi says about 10 lines in the bottom. Halach Yerblez B'chalitza Shimbo Panim Chadoshes B'gimel Eina Chaylets. And so on, next line of the Gemara, V'alach Rabbi Yeshua, B'hanacha, already on day two, you're allowed to be Meniach Tefillin. So we've taken the kulas of both. The kula of Rabbi Eliezer and the kula of Rabbi Yeshua. And remember, as we mentioned several times now, Shmuel's Memra, Halacha Kedivri HaMekel, the Evel. We pass like the Mekel Sheet in Evelis. And here says Ula, we were passing like the kula of Rabbi Eliezer and the kula of Rabbi Yeshua. So again, in the world of Rabbi Eliezer, he's machmir, don't wear tefillin for 2 days, but you don't have to worry about panim chadoshes. And we're makel to say, you don't have to worry about panim chadoshes. And we're makel like a bishua, that only on the first day is it a problem. So, iboy lehu bisheni leula chaylets eina chaylets. So, what is the din of chalitza on day two. In other words, we're maker like Rabbi Yeshua to say you're allowed to be many tefillin on day two. But Rabbi Yeshua was the one who was concerned about Panu Hadashis and Mar Zion to say that you do have to be chalitz. So are we going to be maker like the Shuta of Revelezer who says you don't have to be chalitz? You're not concerned about Mar Zion. You don't have to worry about Panim Hadashis on day two or not, because we don't really have a Shuta Tanoim who speaks about day two and would say that you can put tefillin on and you don't have to worry about being chalitz. So hence the Gemara Shaila, B'sheni le'ula chalitz e'ena chalitz. What would we say about that? Toshma d'omar ula chalitz u'miniyah hafila me'er pa'amim. So Ula says, that legabi that din, we have to be a bit more machmir. Meaning, yes, we'll allow you to wear tefillin on day number two, but you have to be chalitz if panim chadashis come in. Panim chadashis leave, put it back on. New panim chadashis come in, you have to take it off. Hafila me'er pa'amim. So, Ula Shita is.
When he's putting back this tefillin, was that from a bracha again?
So that's a question as to whether you would have to have a bracha or not. It's not clear. It's not clear in this particular din as to whether there would be a bracha if you're just taking it off momentarily for the panim chadashis and so on. It might be different than the case where if you're going to the Beis HaKisei and you're going to a place where you necessarily are not allowed to wear, that's more of a hefsek as opposed to over here. Could be over here, you don't need to. Rav Amar Kevin Shiniach Shuvin Echoyletz. Rav says, no, once day two begins and you've passed in that you're allowed to wear tefillin on day two, we're not concerned about any Maris Ayin, any Panu Hadashis, and therefore you don't need to take it off. We'll just finish one more line. In fact, the Gemara, Rav of Haravu Damara Halacha Ketana Didon, but I thought Rav is the Machmeshita who says, like the Tan of our Mishnah, the Amar Shleisha, who says you have to be Noyeg the Iker Din Avelis for a full 3 days. And that the Gemara concludes, Mitzvah Shiny. That Rashi claim, Rahoyo Mitzvah Lanich Tfilin, Matzah Lanich Lalter B'Sheini. He allows you to wear Tfilin on day number two.
No, if it was just a wash, there wasn't a problem with taking on and putting it on and taking off again. It's not so impractical as it seems.
I'm sorry, what are you asking?
If you're just talking about the Tfilin, the wash.
Right.
Wash of it, to take it on and put it on and take it off, is not a problem. I mean,
what do you mean it's not a problem? What do you mean?
Well, it's not a practical problem.
It's not so difficult to do.
It's a different thing. But I'm just saying it says putting it on and taking it off. It's just, it's not an
You're saying it's easier to do.
Hmm?
You're saying it's physically easier to do.
It's a practical thing.
It's easier to do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is true. Okay. Fine. Let us see. Right. Turn up on it. Yeah, good. Turn up on it. Although Gimel Yomim Arishonim Aser B'Malacha V'Afilo Ani Mespanis Minat Tzedaka, and although the first 3 days under no circumstances is he allowed to do Malacha, the first 3 days are particularly Chamor. The first 3 days, as Chazal say, Gimel Yomim Lebechi, and if the Avel is busy engaging in Parnasa, even if he's an Ani and he needs it, he's going to be mezalzel in the mace, and he's not going to mourn in an appropriate manner, and therefore gimel yom rishonim osim malacha filo ani mispanis min hatzdaka. Whereas mikan ve'elech from day 4 through day 7, ayisa betzina b'seich beisay v'yisha tava b'flach b'seich beisay. But from day 4 through day 7, Tosfos, the Ritva, others say it's referring to a situation where a person is an ani and they need to work. They need to work. So in that case, we will allow them a bitzina, b'sich beisay, to do something in their house in an inconspicuous manner in order not to draw attention to the fact that they are being oiskim malacha, which they are being mesiach das from the avelis. So that is legabi the heter of malacha. So an Avel in their own Avelis, so if it's the first 3 days, if they happen to hear about someone else who is Nifter, and they would like to be Menachem Avol within the first 3 days while they themselves are sitting Shiva. Avol Gimel Yamar Mishenim Eina Hailech LeBeis HaEvel. He's not supposed to go to a different Beis HaEvel. Mikan Ve'Eilech Hailech, he's allowed to go. However, Ve'Eina Yeshiv B'Makim HaMenachemin, but he's not in a state to be able to give a proper Nechama, now if he shouldn't sit with the Menachemin, Ela B'Makim HaMisnachemin, but rather with the ones who are being comforted. So if he feels that by going to a different Beis HaEvel, his presence will be felt, it will be positive, and the person will appreciate him going there, he can go, but he's supposed to sit together with those people who are being misnachim, not with the ones who are being minachim. Yeah, so I mean, yeah, we're going to see a little bit about not leaving the house. I mean, there's a lashon of the Aruch HaShulchan who says that it's not that there's a hard and fast rule about not leaving a house, but they're not supposed to leave a house to go to work, and they're not supposed to leave a house to go to a different shiva house. They're not supposed to leave a house to be matayel. They're not supposed to leave a house. So he says, therefore, so why would you leave the house? But nafkamin la marshal, if the moshel ha'ir summons the avil to come, then you can't say, oh, it's against my religion to leave my house during the period of mourning. The Aruch HaShulchan says there's no clear rule. In Shin Sadi Gimli, he says there's no hard and fast rule about not leaving the house ever. Tanurbanan, Avil Gimel Yamim Arishenim Asa B'Shela Shalom. So now we're going to get into the discussion of Shela Shalom. I didn't see so clearly in the Rishenim exactly what the inyan of this Isser is, but there is a general prohibition against Shela Shalom, which we're going to see includes initiating a greeting, receiving a greeting. It's going to be extended to not sending a gift to an avel. You know, we actually had this morning in Hilchas Purim that the halacha is that one is not supposed to send shalach manas to an avel if it's a shah craven within 30 days, if it's for aviv al ima yitzyed beis chodesh. But the Ksav Sefer paskins that if someone mistakenly, erroneously sent Mishlech Manas to an avol, it was left on their doorstep, they come back and they see a bunch of Shalach Manas, so there's no problem with receiving the Shalach Manas. The Isser was when you present the gift to the avol, that is Ke'ein, a Shela Shalom. There's no, once the item is there, there's no Isser to be nene, not allowed to take it because one is in a state of avelas. It's Ke'ein Shela Shalom, and we're going to see very interesting about nowadays if there's room to be makel. But I didn't see anyone who said very clearly.
Is that one of Shela Shalom still with happiness?
I'm sorry, say again.
Shela Shalom.
Well, we'll mention that. We're going to come back to that in 1 second. I'll tell you in 1 second. I'm sorry.
That also one of should not be giving others gifts.
Well, so we're going to see, an avel is allowed, an avel is mechuyev in Mishlech Manas. He's mechuyev to give to others. That is mechuyev to do. And he's mechuyev to do that even during the Shiva. But, we're going to see over here in the Sugya about an avel not initiating Shalom and not saying Shalom to an avel. But I was just going to say, I didn't see clearly in the Rishonim to explain the inyan. In other words, the Mepharshim say that the concept of being Shoyel B'Shleim Chaveira is you're incorporating Shem Hashem, which is the name Shalom, and you're using it to greet a friend, and he's not in a state of Shalom. He's, by definition, he is not Shalom, and therefore to use it, like it's a special heter, right? Boyaz u'beiz dinay, they are mesakin shu Shalom B'Shleim Hashem. And that was an incredible thing, and a fascinating explanation as to why, specifically in the generation of Boaz, why was that necessary? Why did he do that? What was special about that? Bal Kaponim, he's not in a state of Shlemus to use Hashem's name to offer Shalom, and he's not in a state to receive, to have someone use Hashem's name when he is necessarily not B'Shlemus, and so on. You know, there are certain times there's requirements of Shlemus in order to do certain things. There's a discussion in Shulchan Aruch about if a panui, if you have a single man, is he able to duchen if he's a single man? the Gemara said, and Yevamos mentions a lack of shleimus if one is single, or one needs to be in a certain festive mood. We mentioned before the shita of the Ramah in Hilchas Yom Tov, that we only duchen minagashmas is only to duchen on Yom Tov when we're happy, we're in a festive mood during Musaf, when we're about to leave. There are certain things which, you know, you need to be in a state of shleimus in order to be mevarich. And so in here, to use the Shem Hashem of Shalom when you're not in a state of shleimus, that seems to be kind of going against. And we will see a little bit about, well, do we nowadays, what if we say good morning? What do we say, how are you? What if we say vasmachte? What if we say, is it specifically the word shalom? If you say mashlomcha, what about, can you say Shabbat shalom? And so on. So we will see a little bit of this in the Shulchan Aruch. But let's see. So Zog de Brais, Hatan Rabban, Avol Gimel Yamim Rishenim, Osir B'Sheila Shalom. He is Osir B'Shelas Shalom. There is an Isser of Shelas Shalom. And we're going to see the first 3 days is particularly Chomor. So, you know, what is the Inyan of Gimel Yamim? We mentioned already, Gimel Yamim, we are to find one Chomor of Gimel Yamim is Lebechi. Lebechi. And ideally, a person is supposed to limit the Bechia to Gimel Yamim. There's another Inyan of Gimel Yamim, which we shouldn't quote the Yerushalmi over here in our parak. And the Yerushalmi says that the first 3 days, the neshama, or the nefesh, is mistivevis, it like hovers over the guf. And it kind of longs to enter the guf once again. Kind of like a fascinating thing, like, you know, originally Hashem needs to force the neshama to go into the guf. Now that the neshama has left the guf, when it's trying to come back in the first 3 days. But once, says the Yerushalmi, once it sees that the ziv panim is mishtaneh, it realizes, 1 second, this is not the place where I want to be, and that's it. It's a zeva. So like the first 3 days, like it's like the real, the intensity of the death, and so on. So we're going to see. Again, shleisha yamim, aval gimel yamim shenim, osir b'sheila shal. Mi shleisha v'ad shiva. So from day 4 through day 7, meishiv v'enei shayal. He's allowed to respond. He shouldn't initiate. So he's certainly not in a state to offer and initiate a shalom. If someone inquires of his well-being, he is allowed to respond. We often find in halacha it's more kal to respond, like the Mishnah in Brachos, during places when you're not supposed to be mafsik, ideally, but it's more kal to respond than it is to initiate. So from 3 through 7, we said meishiv v'enei shayal, mikan ve'eilech. So from 7 through Shleishim, Mikan Veilech Shoyal Umeshiv Kedarka, he's allowed to do so Kedarka, and we're going to see in a minute a difference between Shar Kravim, as in 5, brother, sister, son, daughter, spouse, and parent. Mikan Veilech Shoyal Umeshiv Kedarka. Full stop. Some add in the words Amar Mar. So Shleishim Rishonim Asa B'Sheila Shalom V'Tanya. Maisu Mesu Bonav Shel Rabbi Akiva. There was a story, our Girsa in our Gemara, if you look in Maseches Machas, it's a slightly different Girsa, it says Benoy. It was referring to Rabbi Shimon, Benoy Shel Rabbi Akiva. But here it says, Vatanya Maisu Mesu Bonav Shel Rabbi Akiva, Nechnesu Kol Yisrael V'Hispidum. So they were masped them. Hespid Gadol, Vishas Ptira San. Amadu Bekiva al Safsal Gadol, he stood on a great bench. Amrachenu Beis Yisrael Shimu Afilu Shnei Banim Chasanim. Even if the two sons who died were Chasanim, Menuchamhu, there would be a comfort. Bishul Kavod Shasisim, because of the great honor which you did, everyone came to console, to comfort. The tremendous Kavod HaTorah. Ve'im Bishvil Akiva Bosem, if you came for Akiva, Hare Kam Akiva Bishuk. Line a little bit unclear what this line means. There's still a few explanations, but still a little bit difficult to understand. Some, I don't know, whatever. Whoever wants to know after, I'll tell you what I saw, but not so clear. Vibishvil Akiva, Boston, if you came because of Akiva. Harikam Akiva Bashuk. There's many Akivas in the Shuk. Alamai must be because there's something special over here. Alakacha Maritim, it must be that you felt. Teres Alakav Beliboy. The Torah of Hashem is in his heart. The kol shekein shischachem kafel. So you came to honor me, kavanat Torah for my son, and so on. Schachem kafur. But here's the line: lechu levateichem lishalim. So he said, lechu levateichem lishalim. Go lishalim is what he said. So this was at the Levaya. So it's obviously within the first 3 days. So how can you say Shlosh Yom Rishon there's an isim muchlat of Shela Shalom to initiate, to respond, and so on? He said that. It says
so before the isim of the event, no?
that's a good question. I mean, this is maybe before it says it was by the Hesped. By the Hesped, so maybe Avelis didn't start. Is there an isim Shela Shalom to an Einan? That's a good point. I didn't even think about that. Maybe it's, I mean, we don't know. I mean, it's, good point. Not sure. I mean, it's not muchrach that it was in the state of aninus. That could mean you could sometimes have a spadim afterwards during the Shiva. Not, but I hear it's a good point. Al Kopanim, that's the Gemara's Kasha. Says, come on, Kvoy the Rabbim Shiny. Kvoy the Rabbim Shiny. Meaning, you're right, really, you're not allowed to have Shalom in the first 3 days, any direction. But here, when the rabbin came to be Menachem Rabbi Akiva, he felt it was appropriate to give them kavod. Kvoy the rabbin shiny. So says the Gemara. There's an interesting line of the Ritva over here. V'shamina mi'acha da'filo ki ha'gav ki ha'lishna v'lechud oser ba'avel. It happens to me that it was mutter because kvoy the rabbin. But you see even this lashon when he said, lechu lishalem, go to and you should find peace. It's not only, you know, mashleimcha, that's the only thing which is limited. Like other rishonim maintained, so there's going to be this kind of difficulty in ascertaining what exactly does it mean to be shel b'shleimei. Now, how dafke is it? And we'll see a difficult remark in a minute. Well, Kabbalah, the Gemara says, Kvayd Rabim Shiny. Now we continue explaining the Braisa. Begimel Vad Zayin Meshiv Ve'eno Shoyel. So from day 4 through day 7, he can respond. But he should initiate. Mekan Ve'elech Shoyel Meshiv Kedarkei. From day 8 through Shleishim, he can be Shoyel, he can be Meshiv. Frag Begimara Ve'reminu. A person finds the chaver, it's within the shleishim, medaber imei tanchumim. They are allowed to say words of nechama. In other words, they can say hamakim. They didn't manage to get to the shiva, they can still say hamakim, and they can be menachem. They're not obligated to do so, but they're allowed to. Medaber imei tanchumim. The einah shel b'shleimei. The fellow is still within shleishim, you're not supposed to be shel. B'shleimei within shleishim. La'achal amad yom, shol b'shleimei. You can incorporate shalom. The einei medaber imei tanchumim. But you're not supposed to say hamakim to an avol after 30 days. Meaning if the avelus is finished, it's no longer a time to mourn. Again, this is by shar krevet. Meisa ishta, rechon atzlan meisa ishta, v'nosa isha cheres. And the fellow marries another woman.
So what? Okay. We talk about greed there. It's mixed. There's offering shalom, and there's saying chaim aruchim.
Yeah, chaim aruchim is. We're not discussing chaim saying things like chaim aruchim. No, we're not discussing that.
Well, chaim aruchim. You don't respond to it.
I understand, but I'm saying we're not discussing that phrase at all. That's not the discussion over here. You can say other things. You can say Mazel Tov. You can say other things. We're discussing Shalom specifically. Now, Meizi Ishtei V'Nasi Shacheres. If the fellow's wife dies, V'Nasi Shacheres, and Rashi points out, and we're discussing B'Seich Shleishim, this is all within Shleishim. Rashi says, Kegein She'ein Leibonim, like a case where the fellow doesn't have children, and therefore there's a heter, to marry even within the shleishim. So maybe you should not see shacharis within the shleishim. Eina yirashoy likonis ladesai ladabra imay tanchumim. He's within shleishim, but he's remarried. You're going to go into the house when his new wife is there, and you're going to start to give a nechama about his first wife. So says Rashi, eina yirashoy likonis, about 10 lines down, ladesai lanachmai mishum chalishas das the isha achroina. that you can't do. Zakt Rashi, Ktani Mias, Besich Lamed Yoim, Eine Shel Bishleimai, says within 30 days, you're not allowed to be Shel Bishleimai, the Kol Shekein, Shel Ovo Atzmei, Eine Shel Bishleimai Shel Zeh. You said after the Shiva, he is able to be Meshiv and Shol Kedarki. Let's just continue, let's just finish. That was that the Kasha. So the Gemara says, I'm Rav Idi Bar Avin, who Shoyal Bishleim Acherim. Shachirim shruyin b'shalom. No, there is a difference between him initiating a shalom greeting and them giving him shalom. That's a difference. Up until now, we thought it's talizah b'zah. Now, who shel b'shalom achirim? He is allowed to be shel b'shalom achirim. Shachirim shruyin b'shalom, because they are in a state of shlemus. Achirim ein shalim b'shalimoy. Shehu ein eshari b'shalom, but he is not in a state of shalom. If he is not in a state of shalom, then others are not able to be shayl b'shleimoy. If you look at Rashi, I'm reading about who shayl b'shleim acherim kolaymar taritz. How did Dani mikan ve'elach shayl kedarkei b'seich shleishim yoyim that he can be shayl kedarkei? Do who shayl b'shleim acherim shein shrim b'shalom? How did Dani b'seich lamed yev ein eshayl b'shleimoy ein acherim shayl b'shleimoy? So it depends. About them being shel bishleimoy, that cannot be done. Whereas he is allowed to inquire, he can be shel bishleimoy. Good. Frag the Gemara Bahamad Diktani Meishiv, and the fact that it says Meishiv that he responds, doesn't that imply Mechlal Dishalin and Lay that they are the ones being shel bishleimoy? And you just told me they're not supposed to be shel bishleimoy? Says the Gemara, we'll have to say the case is the Layadi. The case is they were unaware. They didn't realize that he was sitting Shiva. Rashi says, "Dalayadi kalei mahad de tani de meishiv lahani de shali lei, v'layadi de avalu." They didn't realize he's an aval. Of a man that yadu de avalu lei shali b'sech lamad yom. If they know he's an aval, you're not supposed to be shal b'shleimi within 30 days. Frag the Gemara, if they don't know his matziv, they don't even know he's an aval. Eyach yasim nami. If so, then even within 3 days also. They don't know his matziv, so we should say also within 3 days a similar thing. And maybe he should be allowed to be meshiv within 3 days also if they're unaware.
You wouldn't see on his matziv, he's sitting with a torn, unshaven,
sitting low. I don't know, maybe it's cold and he's wearing a coat and therefore they can't see, a torn garment or something, or maybe it's a case where he happened to be standing up for whatever reason. I hear it. You're right. Usually one would know, but So Freddy Mahasam Nami says, "Come on, Mahasam. Within 3 days, Meida Lahu. He has to tell them I'm an oval. Within 3 days, the first 3 days is very chamor, and Hasam Meida Lahu." Rashi says, "Hadik Dani Kol Gimel Yom Asv Shel Shalom Avu Meida Lahu Da Avalu V'Li Ma'ad Lahu." He cannot respond within the first 3 days, even if they're totally unaware. Whereas from day four, if they don't know that he's an Ovel, but from day four onwards, he doesn't need to be Maidia them, and he is allowed to be Meshiv. He's allowed to respond. Fine. Now we said that after 30 days, they can be shayol b'shleimoy. They're allowed to be shayol b'shleimoy. Frag the Gemara v'rminu hamitzis chaverei avel b'seich yud beis chodesh medabri meitzen chumim. So here mentions being menachem him and saying amaki menachem eschem within 12 months. They're in a shayol b'shleimoy, and you're not allowed to be shayol b'shleimoy full 12 months. Lach yud beis chodesh shayol b'shleimoy, and then ve'ena medabri meitzen chumim. You're not allowed to be medaber tenchum. You should not say hamakim to a person who is in the year of avelus for a parent. Aval medaber imay min hatzad. But you can kind of say it must be such a difficult period for you. But you shouldn't articulate the words hamakim menachem after the period of avelus of 12 months is finished. Medaber imay min hatzad. So Amar Rav Meir, really this is going to be, we already mentioned the question. We said after 30 days you can be Shlomo Shlomo. Here we said you'd be Shlomo Shlomo, is going to answer parent is different. But before that, the Gemara just mentions parenthetically, or the Brisa says, Amar Rav Meir, Amar Rav Meir, Ovel, La'achar Yud Beis Chodesh Midabra Imei Tanchumim, you start saying Hamakim to the person he lost his relative 3 years ago, you start saying Hamakim and so on. L'mahu Deimeh. What is this analogous to? La'adim Shenishbra Raglai V'chaisa. He broke his leg, and his leg since has been repaired. He's fine now. Matzei Reithei. Doctor sees him. V'imelai Klachetzli Shenishavra V'arpe'ena. Come into my surgery, I'll smash your leg and I will fix it, and you'll see I've got a good way of fixing legs and I've got good medicine and so on. So you're not supposed to do that. I'll call upon him for the Gemara. What do you see? That you see you're not allowed to be shel b'shleime for a full 12 months, says the Gemara. Kasha haba'ave v'imai ha b'shar kravim. The difference is parents or shar kravim, you can be shel b'shleimam la'achalam adyem. Whereas avi v'imai, then you cannot be shel b'shleimam for a full 12 months. Right? B'gemar hasim nani, meaning after 30 days by shar kravim, yidaber imai tanchumim min atzad. Why doesn't it mention by shar kravim that after 30 days you can, you know, maybe not articulate the words hamakim and so on, but maybe also it's appropriate to be medaber min atzad? Why doesn't it say that? Says the Gemara, Ein hachanami. You're right. My ena medaber imay tanchumim. It means kedarkei taka. Ava medaber imay min atzad. But you can and you should be medaber imay min atzad. You should say words of comfort even after 30 days. But you just should not articulate the concept, the words of hamakim and so on. So let's just see a little bit la halacha how this plays out. As mentioned, a little bit confusing. In Shin Peihei, in Yodea, Din Shela Shalom Ba'avel. So the Shulchan Aruch says the following: Avel Asa B'Shela Shalom Keitzad Shloisha Yamim Rishenim Einu Shel B'Shalom Kal Adam. 3 days, nothing to talk about. V'Machirim Lo Yadu Shu Avel. If people don't know, you're not allowed to be Meshiv. The people that know b'shal b'shleimai lo yashiv lehem ela yedim shuavel. He needs to say, I need to tell you something. He needs to inform them of his situation. Now b'gimel bed shiva einishal. Of course, he's not in a state to initiate sham shalom shalom. The mechirim lo yadu shuavel v'shalu b'shleimai meishiv lehem. He can respond b'shivat lamed. From day 8 through the Shleishim Shel B'Shleimam Chayrim Sheim Shruyim B'Shalayim, he can be Shel B'Shleimam. They're in a state of Shleimus. Me'nachim Shelim B'Shleimoy, but they cannot offer Shalom to him. The Kol Shekin Shemeshiv L'Misha Shel B'Shleimoy, he's allowed to respond. La'achalam Adyeim Ari Kishar Kol Adam B'Medivar Mamurim B'Shar Krevim Aval Aviv V'Imay Shel B'Shleimam Chayrim Achashiva. Like as we just mentioned, comes on the Ramah and says something a little bit mysterious. The Yesh Mekilin Ha'idna B'Sheila Shalom Ha'Avel La'Achel Abed. Now those who makel after Sheila Shalom, after 30 days, even for a lost parent, the Ein Tam Lahem. It's not so clear why, says the Ramah. In loy shechalku loymar shezeh masha anu noyegim leimikri sheila shalom shibi mayhem. Maybe that which we do nowadays is not actually called sheila shalom. So if you say bonjour monsieur, that's not called sheila shalom, right? So maybe it's specifically if you say the word shalom, and maybe because we're not saying the word shalom, maybe that's why it is permitted. Meshach quotes this Ramah, and he says, "Ube'emes ein zetam nachon, dim kein teich lamed nami." So once you say that, so then even within 30 days, you know, so then if you're saying it's because our shel shalom is not the shel shalom of bizman chazal, then teich lamed nami. We don't find this. The Mishnah Berurah writes in Taf Reish Tzadivov And please don't be impressed. It happens to be in Dirshu this morning. We learned Tav Reish Dav Yavav, and you can be impressed if you like. But little plug for Dirshu, I'm starting up again soon. So in the Mishnah Berurah says that Legabit is din. It says you're not supposed to send Mishloach Manos to an Avel. Says the Mishnah Berurah, take a look at Shin Pei Hei and Yordeya. And he says, and according to what the Rama writes over there, that nowadays we're Makel, it should come out, you should be able to give an Avel, Shalach Manos, Teichi Beis Chodesh after the Shloishim. And Lemaisa, the Minig I think is not too still. So it's kind of like weird, because we're Makel on Shalach Shalom, but he's an Avel, you can't give him Shalach Manos, he's an Avel and so on. But I don't know if there's an Indian not to give Shalach Manos if we're Makel totally on Shalach Shalom. Forget, maybe it's more important to give him, you know, Shalach Manos because of his state and so on. Parenthetic.
It makes more of an impression. It's more of a gift than an impression. Just Shalom, how are you? We say it like.
Could be.
I think we say it.
Could be has to do with that. Maybe has to do with that. I mean, Lamaisa, the place can say that you can't give to him, but you can give to the spouse, you can give to the kids, even if everyone knows that, you know, that's the nature of the relationship. The Rama says over here, and so on. But yeah, so not so clear exactly. I think I mentioned before that often if a person's in the year of Avelis, I say, how are you all doing? I haven't seen that brought anywhere, but I thought perhaps if it's just incorporating, you know, a general, like, I don't know, that's often what I say if I'm speaking to a woman instead of, you know, it says you're not supposed to be shal b'shleim isha. And again, not so clear, what does that mean? Is it shalom? Is it something, you know, what it is? So, how are you all doing? I'm not speaking to you, I'm speaking to the Bnei Bayis, how's everyone doing? I don't know, that's, I'll go on and find that is a little bit about the concept of Shaila Shalom.
The Kaddish of Yud Aleph is completely different in
it. Yeah.
That
is just because of we don't want to treat our Kravim as Rishayim Gemurim, that they need a full 12 months. Unless they're Mitzavah to say Kaddish for full 12 months. Okay, good. Says the Gemara like this. I'm sorry? Yeah. It's like sometimes they overrule when they say you're not supposed to be masped, and sometimes they get overruled. Okay, so we have now a different story. We have a discussion about how to be mine of the shiva. So okay, usually in a simple case, someone's nifter. The kvura takes the barrel takes place immediately, and then the avelis begins by yom, and so on. And on yom zayin, it says yom kikule. What about in situations where some people are going to the levai and some people are not going to the levai? What about if someone joins a shiva house and they're already 3 days in, and he comes and it's the fourth day? Does he continue with them? Does he keep his own cheshbon? There is this mysterious concept known as the gadol habayis. Gadol habayis. You know, that you kind of go with the gadol habayis. Is that something about age? Can a woman be a gadol habayis? Does that have to do with, like, the one who's in charge of the finances? Is that the gadol habayis, the one who kind of makes the decisions for the family? Is that person the gadol habayis? Let's see. Tanarban. Avol gimel yom harishin and bo mimakim karev. Moine imahen. If an avol comes from a makim karev, and again, there's another discussion as to the shear of a makim karev, which is going to be measured in parsois. Nowadays, what are the implications of that? You can hop on a plane in 5 hours from now, be in Eretz Yisrael, and so on. So, you know, is there such a mussig of a makim karev? Another din. Again, Gimel Yom Rishon, if he comes from makim karev, whatever that means, Moina imahen, he counts with them. Let's see Rashi about 10 lines in the bottom. Meine mein imo avelim shbeis makam hayo de makam karav hava ve yachlovi betkhilas avelas. He could have made it there from the beginning of the avelas. Chashvin and lei kemida asa. We look at it as if he was already there. Kilo asa. Some change it to the eina meine ela hey yamim im shara avelim. And he only needs to continue the rest on the days, five more days, with the rest of the Avela. Whereas, but if he comes from a Makam Rachak, he counts a full 7 days, he's no longer connected to them. But if it's after the Shiva, within Shloshim, because remember we said, if it's a Shmur Rechayka post Shloshim, then anyway, it's only 1 day, which we say about it, Mitzvah Kikulei. But if it's within 7 to 30, Afilu Bo Mimakim Korayiv, even if he comes from a close place, but they already finished the Shiva. So, Meinel Atzma, he has to do a full 7 days. Shimon Eimer, Afilu Bo Mimbayim Hashvi, even if he comes on day 7, Mimakim Korayiv, Meina Imahen, even if he comes on the very last day, he still is Meina with them. Now, Tosfos says, Afilu Bo Mimshvi, Mimakim Korayiv, Temer, Vahamik, Zazim Gagulei. At the very beginning of the day, it's finished. What do you mean he comes on day 7? It's over. As he comes in the middle of Shacharis, and the Oval is still sitting, or they're still sitting with him for a few moments afterwards. So that's what we're referring to. That is a kula of Rav Shimon, and as we've mentioned many a time, Shitishmul, Halach Gedivra Mekel Be'evil. So we're going to be Mekel, like Rav Shimon. Shimon and Rafilu, Bo Be'yem Hashvi, Mimakim Korev, Moina Imahen. He counts with them. Good. He is nigrar after the Beis Havel. This is providing that there is in that house a godla bayis. What's a godla bayis? Rashi says, she's godla bayis bebayis, she bought. Umotza godla bayis bebayis, moine imahen im aveli abayis, vizeh shaba hu hatsoyir. The one who comes is the younger one. He is the younger one. Mimenu, aval im haye godl bederech, uva besich shleisha yam im afilim imakim karuz, moine laats medele choshiv avelus titsoyir, litztarufi godl bahadei. We don't consider the younger one chashiv enough to have other ones be mitzuref with them. So says Rashi.
He's talking about age.
Rashi is speaking about age, and so to Rashi in the Ksav Yad, in the bottom line, he says God labayis achin labayis is there, but soyer mimenu. Mamish the same thing as we mentioned. The Ritva and others have the suffix about can you have a female who is the gedola babayis. Or others speak about someone who is like, who's doing who's taking care of the finances and the asakim of the bias, and it's not so clear, if there is this concept of a godla bias, be it bismanenu, befrat, you know, you've got siblings living in different countries, everyone's doing their own thing, you know, it's something not clear that one has any more. If you have someone who's godl bishanim, and he bankrolls all his siblings, and he's taking care of the estate, and you've got all those things, then in a chanami could be you've got a real godla bayis. Now, Iboilo, halach godla bayis lebeis hakvaris mahu. What about if the godla bayis went to the beis hakvaris? What's the shaila? Zakrashi. Halach godla bayis lebeis hakvaris achamitasi lekivroi. The shosham gimel yamim mahu. Michashvinen le kemanda havi bebeise. Is it considered that he's still in his house? Toyo ulitzerich hameis halach itoi. He went for the sake of the mace, and kind of the people who, let's say, some of the people are not strong enough to go to the Beis HaKvaris. Some of the Avelim stay behind. The God Labayis goes, and what is everyone else's din in such a case where the God Labayis goes to the Beis HaKvaris? Tashma Dam Rabbi Chibar Abba Om Rabbi Yechna Filo Halach God Labayis the Beis HaKvaris Moine Imahen. Rashi says, "Moina mahen da'avelus shlahem ischila mishachazru pneim min hamais va'avelus shel gadol abayis no shel avelus shel gadol lehischil adchiyistim hagaylo." So, in other words, the avelus of the gadol abayis will only begin once he finishes the kvura and once he says him the matzeva and the says him the gaylo. But there, their avelus will begin already. Mishachazru pneim min hameis, so it will begin And we'll begin earlier. So again, a filo halach gadol abayis, somebody's like, for his mina in my hand, and say, he can be mina with them, and they start their avelis earlier because they're not going to the shiva. The Gemara interjects and says, mina in my hand, v'atanya mina la'atzme. I thought we said that he is mina himself, and he's not mina with them. What do you mean he's mina with them? Like kasha, hada asa begoitz lasa. Depends if he comes back within 3 days. So you went to bury, they didn't go to the Levi, they didn't go to the Kavura, they start immediately, he goes, if he comes back within 3 days, then he will, it's considered like he's kind of home with them, and the Shiva will begin with them, if it's within 3 days, whereas if he comes back on day 4, day 5, day 6, then already we say, he's Meinel Atzmi. Again, Lekasha, Hada Asa Begoy Tlasa, if he comes within 3, Hada Asa Begoy Tlasa. We'll just finish one more line. Ki hada amar lahu Rav lebnei hatzalfuni. Rav said to the sons of either this is a person or a place, the osu begay tlasa, if you came back within 3 days, limnu badaich, and then nimnu with you. Dale osu begay tlasa, limnu linafshayichu, then they are moina to themselves. I'm the Rav lebnei mecheza, osin. You don't go to with the mita, but you know you're malava the mita, then you go back home. From the time you turn your back and you go back home, or from the gates of the base of the place where the levaya took place, you already start to count shiva, and this is very relevant in a situation where. Someone dies in Chutz La'aretz, and you have some people are going to go to Eretz Yisrael for the burial, and some people are going to stay behind. So those people who are staying behind, they begin even before the Kavura. There is a discussion as to, is it only in a situation when you're not sure exactly when the Kavura is going to be, but if you know the Kavura is definitely going to be at such and such a time, at such and such a place, maybe they should wait. But I believe, the Minhag HaMekubal, I believe, is that they begin immediately, and therefore you can have situations where different siblings, they're sitting, they get up at different times because one went to the Kavura and one did not go to the Kavura.
There's a funny note in the art scroll that says you convey it by telephone or telegraph.
Again, you do what by telephone?
You say when the Kavura is finished. And you convey that by telephone.
You convey by telephone, and what? And therefore the people who didn't go to the Kavura...
That's what everybody will know when it is then.
Ah, okay, yes, that would be according to the Shitas, which say that it's only in a case where you're not sure, then you could convey it by telephone. In a Hanami. Let's just look at this one last Rashi. Rashi says, first small line, Taleyaz Lisu Basa Arisayu, you don't go after the Mitah. The man the Oslo Bosa Arsali Chaila Alea Velas Adjanisma Gailo Kishmari Hanamita Mibavala, it's Israel Likbar, Vain Kala Craven Kula Michelam Lalis, and there it's Israel, Malavan Amaze, Parse Mil, they go a certain distance and they come back. So then we said Adrisu Apaichu, from the time that you turn your face, Mibavada Vula Mishara Chitzim, from the outer gates of the city, which was the place which they went, but you know, if they didn't go so far, once they turn around, and I've often encouraged people to do that. They shouldn't feel guilty about start the shiva now. There's no reason enough to necessarily wait for another 2 days till the kavura. So, but that is perfectly acceptable. The ones who are going to do the Kavura would still be Einanim until the Kavura takes place, correct? 100%. Now, Rav Shimon said, Afilu ba b'yoyim hashvi mimachim karuv. So, one of the Avelim comes on day 7, as we saw in Tezis, whilst the Shiva is still going on, before the Menachemim have left, we said he will be Nigrar with the Beis Ovel. We said he is Meinem Ahen. Amram Chibai Gamda, Amram Biesi, Ben Shol, Amram Rebbe, Vuhushaba, Matsu Menachmin Etzle. It's got to be that, as we mentioned, the Shiva hasn't finished. The Menachmin are still there. Boyer of Anan nin aru la'amayid v'li amdu mahu. What about if the people who are menachim have kind of indicated that they plan on getting up? Rashi says nin aru la'amayid minanim v'reitzim la'amayid. So it's clear that, you know, it's the shiva is about to finish. Someone is waiting to kind of say the final hamaki minachim and the psukim in Yeshaya and so on. So for all intents and purposes, it's kind of finished, but they haven't practically stood up. Ninru lamaid v'liyamdu mau, teiku. It is a teiku, and you know, no surprise, we're going to be makel over here, and we're going to say it's still considered to be that the shiva is going on to say that the fellow who came at the last moment now is nigra with them, and in essence, he's not going to be sitting shiva at all. Good. Yeah, v'liyamdu mau, teiku. Gemiri chavrei de Rabbi Abba b'chia mi Rabbi Abba. So it says that one of the friends of Rabbi Abba b'chia learnt from Rabbi Abba. Umano, and who was this person? Rabbi Zera. V'amila, and some say chavrei de Rabbi Zera learnt mi Rabbi Zera. A friend of Rabbi Zera learned something from Rabbi Zera, and who is this person who learned from Rabbi Zera? Rabbi Abba, b'rei de b'chia bar Abba. Am Rabbi Yechanan, halach Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel b'treifus. We pass him like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel with regards to Treifus, which we'll see in a minute, and we pass him like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel in Legabi the Din of Avelis. So Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel hadamorin that if a fellow comes from a makom karev v'yim shvi and they haven't yet left, then nimnei ma'ana. Now Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel with Treifus, what's this case? This nan, because we learned, right, to say the Tanya of the Rishash. If the intestines have been pierced of an animal, and there is some lecha, there is some pus or some fluids which are sesam, which close up and seal the bnei ma'ayim, kshera. The Rishon ben Gamliel says that is kshera. The animal is not a treifa, which maybe we'll say it means the animal will live. And the animal's not a treifa. My lecha, what does it mean? I'm Rav Tana. Shirka de Maya. It is some type of a pus which is found over there in the intestines. Meaning, in other words, it's something which is local to that area as opposed to something else which was introduced. I'm sorry? The which comes out through pressure of a force. I'm a man to who is he? The Einzig, the Agmir, the Shmaitini, Pumi, the Mare. He said, Halavaya should be able to be Zecha to go up and hear the Shtikal Torah from him directly from his mouth. He said that he said, we pass like Rav Shimon, and it's, but if it's the Lecha is Seisamit, it's Kshera and so on. So, Kisali, Gash Kheler, the Abba, Breder, of Chiabar Abba, Amale, Omer Mar, Allah, Kiv Shimon, Abba, Betrevis. Did you say we pass Kiv Shimon, Abba, Trevis? Amale, Ana, Ein Allah, Amri. I said we don't pass like Rav Shimon ben Treifus. That's what I said. Rav Shimon the Avel Mai. What about Rav Shimon by Avelus? Amalei plugged inu. The Itmar of Chizda Amar Halacha. The Chinner of Yechman Halacha. Rav Nachman Amar Ein Halacha. Good. Now the Ein Halacha Rav Shimon ben Treifus. And the Halacha Rav Shimon ben Liel the Avel. That the din is we don't pass Rav Shimon ben Liel the Gabi this din, but the Halacha is like Rav Shimon. Be'evel, dam b'shmuel, halacha k'dei v'amekel, be'evel. Good. Says the Mavaitel, kol ha'meisim kulon madche mitasai hareze m'shubach. By all meisim, with the exception of a parent, if one is madche, hareze m'shubach. Rashi says, madche mitas means m'maher lo'hoitziyoy. You do the levaya, the kvura, quickly. That's a good thing to do. Hareze meshubach. Other valim are hareze meguna. Meshubach. It's a good thing to do. Other valim are hareze meguna. It's not a good thing to do because, you know, kavod ames requires for a parent, for frat, whether it's a mitzvah of kibud aim. So one needs to make sure that there is an oilam there and it'll be lafi kvaidam and so on. Haye erev Shabbos, erev Yom Tov. If it was Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov, Oisha Hayu Gishamim Mizalfin Al Mitasis is the Bach. I raise the Meshubach. She'ena Isa El Lechvayd Aviv Imay. Meaning to say, and that if it's a time when people are very busy Eretz and Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, or it's raining, and therefore people are not going to be coming to the Levaya. So that itself is a siman yafa for the mace. Because, you know, one is trying to do something. I think that the idea is because one is supposed to try and do whatever they can to be mechabed the mace. And if the circumstances are such that you're not able to do so because everyone's tired and everyone's busy or it's raining and people don't want to come out, so that itself is a kapara. Al-Kala mason kulana rotsa mamayit ba'oskoi rotsa eina mamayit. Or mason, if you want to diminish your business dealings, but when it comes to parents, one has to do so. On all mason, if one wants to tear the and reveal their shoulder, which is what was done at Bisman Chazal, one can do so if one chooses, but by a parent, one is specifically supposed to be chaylitz. It's interesting. The Ritva says, fascinating thing. He says, "Yesh apirshu chaylitz ksefav mikan mikan." One reveals both shoulders on both sides. He says, you find this later on. The Gemara is going to say by nasi shechaylitz mikan mikan, and maybe that's what it's referring to by a parent also, that you reveal both shoulders, and that's what was done. Says the Ritva, "V'achshav le'nagu bechalitzis kasev." We don't do this nowadays. Why don't we do this nowadays? This is something which is Medina de Gemara. I don't know what the inyan of revealing a shoulder is. What's the oimek of, you know, the shoulder, and somehow revealing the shoulder, why that's what that's supposed to represent. He quotes this in the footnote. Cain Pirish Ba'aguda, apparently the Miris is the same thing. The Yesha Pirish Mish Rav Yisrael Darim Bein Hagoyim, the Shema Yaligu Aleinu, the Eine Kovid Shal Mace. So I'm very interested that, you know, here we're concerned about what the Goyim will say, but it's not a covered mace. This is what you're doing to honor your dead. You're walking around with your shoulders uncovered. It would be a lack of covered mace. And therefore, we don't do it. Let's just finish up very quickly. I'm sorry? I mean, it's only a tefach. It doesn't have to be more than a tefach. Yeah, so again, I mean, you usually when it comes to that, so a person is not, you know, walking around in their torn garments in the thing, you know. Yeah, unless this was, yeah, that's true. Why would we say that there's a difference between how conspicuous this was, if it was inside the house, not outside the house? Yeah. We'll just finish. His father died. He wanted to be chelitz. Another god ladar, she'imai, also wanted to be chelitz for his covered. The nimna, and the ovel was nimna v'lechalatz, and he didn't do it. And he didn't do it because he didn't want the other Gadol Hadar to have to do it also. Amr Abai, Gadol Hadar Rebbe. Gadol Hadar Shimei was Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha. Ikad Amri, Gadol Hadar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha. Gadol Hadar Shimei was Rebbe. Bishlam Namanam, Gadol Hadar Shimei Rebbe. I understand, Hainu de Nimna, but Loi Chalat, because he didn't want Rebbe, who was the Nasi, to have to reveal his shoulder. El Lamandam Rebbe, Yaakov Bar Acha, Amai Nimna, but Loi Chalat. If Rebbe is doing it for his father, Shimon Gamliel, he was the Nasi Ava, the Chuli Alma, the Chayvil Michlitz. Everyone's obligated to be Chaylitz, says the Gemara Tasha. Okay, we will stop here.